on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And 28 to 11, we're going to find out what's been happening with the Greyhounds and what's coming out with Dave Carlson. I think it could be a special day in Dave's life too. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Coz. It's my birthday, Coz. They're going to light candles on my cake, but there's so many of them that the sky smoke detectors would explode.
Well, mate, you know you're getting older when the candles cost more than the cake, and I've got something for you, Dave.
Hey, Dave, it's your birthday today. Da-da-da-da. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dave. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that's how I didn't look after you.
Thanks, guys. That person singing sounded like my mates at the Fortune of War Hotel at the Rocks yesterday. It's a little bit...
He was sober.
Well, thank you very much for that, Coz. I do appreciate it. Yeah, thanks a lot, Coz. I appreciate it. Well, they say that sometimes things don't go to plan. I was going to have Tony Mestrov on, the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. His plane was due to land in Bathurst just under an hour ago. Anyway, they had a mechanical problem. It's had to turn back, and he's on his way back to Bathurst now for the start of the Million Dollar Chase series. So we'll get Tony on Going Greyhounds next Monday. But Bathurst, today's heats are on, and there are four fantastic heats. They'll be the quaddy legs, races 5 through 8. The first heat is going to be at 5:17 this afternoon. So off and running this wonderful Million Dollar Chase series, the road to Wentworth Park, the final on Saturday night, October the 20th, with $1 million going to the winner. And in my opinion, this series is going to further cement Greyhound Racing's massive rise in popularity, and its fast races and fast payouts are particularly appealing to the 18 to 35-year-old demographic, a demo which is critical to the success of our sport. Now, some really good dogs are competing today at Bathurst, including track record holder Falcon's Fury, Blacktop Champ, Caitlin Keeping, and national sprint finalist Sky Wave. So support for the series is overwhelming from participants. First and second from each heat advances to the regional final, which is going to be held at Bathurst next Monday, September the 10th, with first and second in those races off to Wentworth Park for the semi-finals on October the 12th, but they'll be going right around New South Wales in the regional heats along with Bathurst. Heats are going to be run at Lismore tomorrow, Maitland and Wagga on Thursday, and at Bulleye on Saturday night, and there are more regional qualifiers next week. So it'd be a fantastic story for a small country trainer to be lining up in the big final. You know, something similar to Stony Rides in the country championships for the Thoroughbreds at Randwick. So hopefully we can get a terrific story out of that. Wentworth Park, which is having remedial works at the moment, is going to be hosting city qualifiers later this month. And there's plenty of support from interstate trainers as well. Greyhound welfare, well, it's as just important as the amazing prize money in the Million Dollar Series. And despite the perennial criticism from the anti-everything brigade, the message is getting through in a positive fashion. So it's really, really good. There's a bunch of criteria that has to be adhered to. I'll speak to Tony more about that next Monday morning. And GRNSW will have a chat about the money that the organisation is pouring into racetracks with those Wentworth Park remedial works continuing, lighting being planned for Goulburn, Gosford set to return soon. So the commitment to those centres of excellence is ongoing, and PricewaterhouseCoopers doing a study, a feasibility study on getting a greyhound track around the Queanbeyan area, so the Canberra participants can just drive a couple of k's across the border. Of course, Goulburn doing a wonderful job at the moment hosting those ACT greyhound races. So the Million Dollar Chase series, it kicks off this afternoon at 17 minutes past five, the first of four heats at Bathurst today, and some really good trainers are there. The locals taking on some of the visitors. Dean Swain and City Swain are taking some up there. Ray Smith, of course, Jody Lord, Sam Sultana, George Borg has Miss Splendor Miro in the first heat. Ray Smith's got Cyril Figgis in the second. Pete Barnes with the Richmond Riches winner, My Mate Fox, in that second one. And the list just goes on. Falcons Fury and Caitlin Keeping in the third heat, just to name a few. And we've got the likes of Midnight Treat, Metallic, Flash, Nangar Gift going round in the fourth heat. So the Quaddy Legs at Bathurst, make sure you check them out here on Sky Racing. Well, from Bathurst, a couple of hours west is Dubbo, and we're about to go to the kennels of Charmaine Roberts, who trained Caitlin Keeping to victory in Friday night's Group 2 Blacktop Final at the Gardens.
Away and running, there's a nice break too, jumping away nicely, the favourite Zipping Taylor. Going to the lead is Caitlin Keeping, the lead followed by Kiani Velveta. Another two lengths away as they run to the back, My Girl Penny, True Talent. A good way back to Hello Robbo, Set the Stormer, and Patch Adam at the tail, out of the back straight, Caitlin Keeping the leader. Now staying in touch, three lengths away, Zipping Taylor as they travel to the turner, and then came Kiani Velvet, the leader, Caitlin Keeping, Zipping Taylor on the outside, coming at it, they reach the line. Oh, Caitlin Keeping beat Zipping Taylor. They were fodded up by Kiani Velvet.
Yes, indeed. Caitlin Keeping it was. And Caitlin Keeping trained by Charmaine Roberts, who was on the line. Charmaine, congratulations. She was first reserve, got a run from box eight when Black Forge was scratched. So you can call it serendipity, you can call it fate. When opportunity knocked, she delivered.
She sure did, Dave. Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Yeah, she charged out of the boxes from the outside, Charmaine. The first split was 4.90 and just went to the lead around to that first turn. Into the back, you had the favourite Zipping Taylor for Jason McKay in hot pursuit. How were you feeling in the run down the back?
Oh, my heart was in my mouth, actually. I just kept saying, keep kicking. I said, I thought she was gone. I said, oh, my God, it's deja vu again. Marty and Jason are going to get us again. But anyway, she got a second win this week, and as I said, it was her second look. So we did think she'd improve a little bit, and that's exactly what she did. So she just, I mean, it is her forte, the early speed. She just does get a little bit tired.
Yeah, she's the daughter of Fabregas and Naomi Keeping, who, from memory, Simone Fisher once trained. I think Simone had her for a few starts at the start of the career, Charmaine.
Yeah, she did, and then she went over to Terry Earnshaw over in Perth, and I think she won about 25 or 28 races or something like that, and she's now just a lounge lizard here at home. Yeah.
Yeah, Naomi Keeping. Would she be around about 10 now?
Yeah, she's about 10, yep. You wouldn't think so the way she runs around, but yeah, she's about 10. Yeah, she is 10. Yep.
Well, she's the dam of Caitlin Keeping. And Caitlin Keeping, the time was slick, 29 and 35, the biggest win of her career. And you mentioned that first look at the track when she was beaten a nose by Zipping Taylor in the heats was really beneficial.
It was, yeah. Well, I was driving home from Bathurst after she won on the Monday and talking to Shane because he didn't come to Bathurst. And he said, seeing Wentworth Park aren't trialling, which had Wentworth Park been trialling, she would have never gone to the Gardens. So we said, Jen said, oh, look, we're throwing her to the wolves. Do you want to go to the blacktop? I said, oh, God, they're a bit hard there for us. But I said, oh, she's got a bit of speed, and I know if you can lead there, you know, you can normally pinch it. And then we just put her in, and we did go to the Nationals. So one of the girls took her over for us with the other dog. And, she was beating her nose, and so we knew she'd improve. But then, you know, we didn't know we were going to get a run, but we nominated back again for another race that was on. And she was, you know, lucky enough that Darren's dog unfortunately had to be scratched. And she actually does like the eight. And, so his misfortune was our fortune.
Yeah, and it was good that you and your partner, Shane Stiff, who, of course, is the boss of the Dubbo Club, were in the car driving home talking about it. So it's the way fate works, it just everything fell together.
Yep, it sure is. Yep. So, you know, it's a long trip. It's you got to allow 6 hours to get over to the garden. So 6 hours over, 6 hours back, and driving over Friday, I took a young fellow with us, Harrison Davies, who was my co-pilot. I drove all the way over. He drove all the way back. We drove in the gate at 4:30 in the morning. We leave at 11 in the morning, and we got got back home at 4:30 the next morning. So it's a huge day.
Yeah.
Because you do get stuck behind the mining trucks, the roadworks, and then on the way home you're dodging the roos and the wombats. So, yeah. But anyway.
Well, yeah. I've driven that road many times when I used to go out and do some of the thoroughbred events. And, one of the highlights of my trip was stopping at the Merriwar Bakery and getting a pie there. But it wouldn't have been open when you were heading home.
No, not heading home, but we did get a pie going over.
It's a good stop. No doubt. They've got a seat reserved for Mick Wallace too when he goes out there. But, so it ended up being a later night than expected, but an even better night for you, Charmaine, at the Gardens in Newcastle, because Caitlin Keeping's littermate, Cliff Keeping, took out race 11.
He did. Cliffy's just an old war horse. He just gets thrown in everywhere, and everywhere we go, he just goes as a mate. He's actually had a few injuries, old Cliffy. He's got a broken toe on every foot, barring one of his back feet. And he just, everywhere we go, he just jumps in the car and off he goes for the ride. So he was lucky enough to win last week, never being there. And then he won again on Saturday night. So it topped off a fantastic night for us.
Yeah, they're so tough greyhounds. And what a lot of people don't realise, Charmaine, I mean, when you see them, when they're tiny little pups, they just love to run. So if they're not racing, people say, oh, you shouldn't have them racing. But you see them in a paddock and they will just charge all day long.
All they want to do is run. That's all they want to do. Run and play and jump in the dam. And, that's all they want to do all day. And that's what they do here. The yard dogs, they just, the pups and that's what they do. Yeah.
Well, Cliffy Keeping is backing up in race 4 at Bathurst today, and Caitlin Keeping is doing the same in race 7, the third heat of the Million Dollar Chase. So they both must have pulled up pretty well.
They did pull up good. They pulled up muscle-wise and everything fantastic. And that's another reason why we like to get straight home, because they're back in their own kennel. She's worked nice. She's got everything. They've both pulled up a treat. Whether it's taken the edge off her, it remains to be seen. And if it does, well, it does, she is up against, like Falcon Fury. She's up against some really tough dogs today. If she doesn't lead, I don't think she can win. However, when she won the other week, she was in against a couple of good dogs like Midnight Treat and that. And the other week, and she didn't lead and she won. Bathurst can be a very, very tricky track. It's like the Gardens as well. But her speed is her forte. And, whether it's taking the edge off her or not, Dave, remains to be seen. But in her mannerisms, she's fine.
Yeah, well, the track record holders in that race, you mentioned Falcon's Fury in box 3. But you've done well, it seems, in the box draw, because Caitlin Keeping, again, is going to exit box 8.
Yep, that's right. So, and as I said, it is her box that she likes. And her mother loves the 8 box as well. So, well, this afternoon remains to be seen, doesn't it? Let's hope.
Absolutely. It's interesting that you backed her up, because you've got the Dubbo heats coming up of the Million Dollar Chase. So they're on, what is it, Thursday week?
Yeah, the 13th. Look, Dubbo's actually, I know it's our home track and everything, but Dubbo's a really hard 500.
Mm-hmm.
When you swing just before you, between the 6 and the 500, you're up and on incline, and it's a really tough, tough run. So at this stage, we don't know. We might even just see what happens after today, and then we'll worry about it. No use putting the cart before the horse. We'll worry about it after today.
Charmaine, you've got Bolt Keeping from box 7 in race 3 at Bathurst today. He's been racing in Perth. Have you trialled him on the track at Bathurst?
No, he's never been there. And he come back home because he served his purpose over in WA with Terry Earnshaw, who did a great job with him over there. And my two older dogs, Rodney and Baraka, who raced and won their 20-odd races around here and that, they've both been retired and gone to beautiful homes.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of had nothing like an older dog, because he'll be ready for the Masters in a couple of months. And I just said, we'll bring him home. And biggest problem with him, he's a bad box dog. he can come out 3 in front, or he can come out 3 behind. But that's just him. But he's never been there. But, they're his older dogs. He's better off just going. He can come for the run and see what happens with him.
So, I mean, you and Shane, you're very busy. I mean, you do breeding and you do rearing. I know some pups that I'm involved in that you've been breeding them recently. So, you don't have much time to rest, do you?
No, we don't. No, we have a couple of girls that help us on and off and stuff. So, Fiona and Angela. So, that does help as well. Like today, Shane's coming to Bathurst today. So Angie's here all day, and then just to help us out, let the dogs out and stuff like that. So without them guys and without people like Harrison that jump in the car and drive over with me to there when Shane can't go because Dubbo was on, because there's no way I'd be able to drive home. I stayed awake, but there's no way I'd be able to drive home that late at night. So, you know, if we don't have people like that helping us, we're buggered. So, but they're a huge, big help to us, that's for sure.
Yeah, excellent. And have you had any rain? You had a bit of rain out at Dubbo?
Yeah, it actually rained all the way over on Friday.
Good.
But we only got a little bit. I noticed on the TV when I was watching Dubbo at the gardens, and it wasn't a lot. They got more in town than what they did out here. So yeah, wow. We're probably all up in the last however many months. We've probably got about 20 mil, which is not even enough to settle the dust. But anyway, that's what happens. That's life. You can't do anything about the rain.
Absolutely. Well, everyone in the city where we are is thinking of you and just hoping that we can get some good follow-up rain for you, Charmaine. But look, in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds. Congratulations on the win of Caitlin Keeping in the blacktop, and good luck with her and the fellow runners at Bathurst today.
For sure. Thanks, heaps. And I just want to say thanks to the Gardens. They did a huge, great night. They had it set up beautiful, and thanks to Tony Wiseman who sponsored it for Size on H. It was great there, and it was a really, really good night. They had it fantastic. Look, Mico. So did the dogs proud. They did well and truly.
Good on you, Charmaine. Thanks very much.
Good on you. Thanks, Dave, for the call.
All right. There is Charmaine Roberts from Dubbo. We're going to put a call through to Mark Gatt and hopefully get Gatty shortly because and the leading Sydney trainer took out Thursday night's Group 3 Dapto Maiden Final. And look, commiserations, of course, to Warren and Jill Harper with another grey. The greyhound got out well, the favourite from box 7, but copped a check from behind and sideways as well. Just going out of that very tight first turn out of the straight at Dapto, and he's all shine, snuck up the rails, and then went to the outside of the very gallant runner-up to score in the shadows of the post. Why don't we hear Tim Newbold's call?
Racing, he's all shine, walked out another grey away cleanly, and lots of diamonds showing dash. Lots of diamonds, render the lead, and the favourite, another grey, got on its heels. They work into the back, lots of diamonds by Tudor, he's all shine, getting to the outside, there followed by Mr. Cashway. Then My Halo, a long break to see me explode, followed up by well back of the field, Rocket Jet, and then All About Energy rounding the corner, lots of diamonds in front, he's all shine, coming at it, right over the top, he's all shine, got up and got the money, beat lots of diamonds who ran a cracker. They were followed in by Mr. Cashway, My Halo, a break to see me explode, another grey, no luck, and they were followed in by All About
the Group 3 Dapto Maiden Final. He's all shine for trainer Mark Gatt from box number 1, a son of Barsha Bale, and She's Scandalous, which I remember Mark trained for a couple of starts, but He's all shine has had 3 starts for 3 victories, and they've all been in the series, the Dapto Maiden Final Series. And the Greyhound has improved his times in each run. I'm trying to get hold of Mark Gatt at the moment. Hopefully we can have a chat to Gatty, because he had a bit of success across the weekend at Bulleye as well. And he's also got a few other greyhounds which I want to have a chat to him about. But not having much luck today. Gatty is with us now. All right, now let's get Mark on the line. Mark, congratulations on the win of He's All Shine. You said you were concerned with his box manners prior to the race, but that moderate getaway turned out to be a bit of a trump card. He was able to sneak up the rails when that trouble happened at the first turn.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. We got a bit lucky here, but the dog in the two box sort of moved up the track and they'd let him through. So, yeah, no, we got a bit lucky with the two running up the track, and it just worked out good. He's a dog that's missing a start, and that's probably his only sort of hang-up, but he is a good little chaser and really puts in every time and seems to have a bit of brains in a field too at a young age.
Yeah, his track sense is excellent. He went out of the straight and railed up, and then he had the four in front of him, but instead of just waiting for a gap to appear, he went around the outside of that dog. So for a young dog, his track sense is very good.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you like to see him do, just hook out and go around, and that's what he's done. He's gone under dogs, around dogs, and, he's only 19 months old, and he's a big, long, big long dog, and you wouldn't think a track like that though would suit him. But he's missed a start every time and got the job done 3 out of 3. So I can't ask for much more.
Too right. And one of the good things, Mark, is he improved his times at each run.
Yeah, he keeps improving all the time, this dog. He's shown me that he has got a lot of ability in trials, sort of when he's by himself, and especially on the hand flips when you take the boxes away from him. But, he has got an engine, and, how good he'll be, I don't know. Only time will tell.
What are you going to do with him next? Where are you going to go?
I'm going to just take him the bull eye and nice big long straight and gives him a bit of time to sort of work his way through the field after his usual slow beginning. So we'll go to Bulleye and give him a couple of goes there, and then there's a Young Star race coming up at Wenny when the Million Dollar Chase is on, and I might give him a go at that.
Okay. Well, speaking of Bulleye, on Saturday night, Mark, Zipping Millie made it 2 from 2 at that track, leading all the way over the 5:15 in 28 and 72. It was a pretty windy old night, but she was really good, and you dropped her back in Journey for that success.
Yeah, that's right. Ritza Millie, you meant, Dave.
Oh, sorry, did I say Zipping Millie?
You said Zipping Millie, yeah.
Sorry, Ritza Millie, yeah.
Yeah, no, she went really good. As you said, it was a windy night. She beat only a small field, but they're very handy dogs she beat. And look, she's a bitch that just needs to lead in her races, and if she doesn't lead, she doesn't go, unfortunately. So we just got to try and get her to the front. So, yeah, if you think she can lead in a race, have something on. If you don't think she can lead, well, don't bet.
Are you going to target the Million Dollar Race Series with her?
Look, I was going to. It just runs into the Dapto Megastar, and if you want to qualify for the Bulleye race and you make the final, you can't go in the Megastar. So I'm going to skip that and go to the Megastar. I think she's 4 from 4 at Dapto, so we'll go for the Megastar at Dapto, and then after that I'll look to qualify somewhere else for the Million Dollar Chase.
Yeah, the Megastar's on Thursday night, the 20th, from memory. I'm going to be there.
Thursday week, I think it's 2 days. The heats are on 2 days before the final.
Yes.
Of the Million Dollar Chase heats at Bulleye.
Well, look, she goes well over the 600 too, so you've got plenty of options.
Yeah, that's right. She's pretty versatile. She's, as I said, she's just one of those grounds that you've got to try and get to the front, and if she gets to the front, she's very hard to run down.
What about another young chaser in your kennel, Mark? It's a Danger. He wasn't beaten far after a moderate getaway on Saturday night at Bulleye, and I've seen his record. He's won at Sandown in 29 and 84.
Yeah, he's a dog with not much pace. Jumps on the rails and likes to go underdogs, and he's hitting the line really good actually lately, so I've put him in a 600 on Thursday night, so hopefully he can draw an inside box and might be run for the punters.
Just a couple other dogs to ask about. What about Reader's Boy? What's the latest there, Mark?
Reader's Boy, I'll have him in Dapto on Thursday night as well, in a 500. There's a free-for-all on, and I'll send him around in the Megastar as well, and I think he really likes Wentworth Park. He's waiting for that to reopen. He goes a lot better at Wentworth Park than any other track, so I'll just poke him around and get him back to Wenny when that reopens.
And what about Shabini, who staged that incredible last to first win at Wentworth Park in June? He finished at the tail there at his most recent start. What are your plans with Shabini?
She's injured herself. She'll be out for 10 to 12 weeks, but closer to 12 weeks. She injured a stopper ligament, so, She's just going to have a little rest.
Okay, mate. Well, look, you've always got great greyhounds in your kennel. You've always had great success, and, you've ruled Wentworth Park, Mark. So, congratulations again on Dapto and with the rest of the team. And also, you being a big South Sydney fan, what are you going to do to the Melbourne Storm come Friday night?
We'll give it to the Storm down there. Don't worry about that.
at the moment... it's $2.10 about the bunny, so you might like to have something on that. And I can tell you that just about everyone else, though, in Sydney will be going for Souths against the Melbourne Storm. We certainly don't want a Melbourne team winning the comp, so hopefully you can do that and then maybe meet up with the Roosters and give them a roasting.
Yeah, that's it. We might even run into the Dragons and tell them up too, eh, Dave?
Well, look, I'm hoping that the Dragons don't have Mad Monday next week, at this time next week, but I don't like my chances. But hopefully the boys can lift. A South Saints grand final, it's a pipe dream. It'd be an absolute ripper. But your bunnies, you got the troops right across the park, Mark, and you might be singing Glory, Glory again in a few weeks.
Oh, I'd love to, Dave. And just before you go, I'd like to say happy birthday. I've seen on Facebook it was your birthday, so happy 40th, mate.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you can add a bit of GST on top of that, Gaddy. Good on you, mate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, see you, Dave. Thanks a lot, mate.
Good on you, Mark. There is Mark Gatt from his kennels in Thirlmere, down on the edges of the Southern Highlands. With Tony Mestrov being unavailable because he's in the air to Bathurst, we're just finishing a little bit early today, so you got a little bit more time on your hands.
Thank you for you, Dave. Bit of time off, see?
Yeah, good on you. Well, I'm going to go out and do a bit more work because we need to prepare the catching pen for tomorrow night and a feature story on Robert Britton. We're going to meet Tornado Tears, the Batman, and the rest of Robert's team on the catching pen, 6:30 tomorrow evening on Sky Racing 2, Coz.